Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah. Hello. Time to get into another set of sources.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're here to dig through the material you've given us, cut through the noise, and really pull out what matters. Make it clear.
Think of us as your shortcut, helping you get genuinely informed on this specific topic, straight from the sources provided.
And speaking of support, this Deep Dive is powered today by SafeServer.
Right.
If you're dealing with hosting software, or maybe you need a hand with digital transformation, SafeServer is there to help.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. So a big thanks to SafeServer for making this possible.
Definitely. Their support is key for these sessions.
Okay, so let's jump in. Today we're looking at something called URLS, Y-O-U-R-L-S.
Yes, URLS.
And based on the sources, mainly the project's own GitHub page and their website, it stands for, well, it's pretty straightforward, your own URL shortener.
It really is.
Yeah.
The name just nails it, doesn't it? It's not like a service you subscribe to somewhere online. No, it's actual software, PHP scripts, basically.
Yeah.
You download them, you install them, and you run them on your server using your domain name.
Ah, okay. So completely different from, say, using Bitly or TinyURL, where you're on their platform using their short domain name.
Exactly. Here you're in charge. It's your link shortener.
Hmm.
So you get custom short links, maybe like your-cool-site.com/promo instead of bit.leary random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Full control.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive then is to unpack these sources, figure out exactly what URLS gives you, and maybe more importantly, why. Why would someone actually set up their own URL shortener when there are, you know, free public ones everywhere?
And we want to make it feel approachable, right? Even setting up server software sounds a bit technical.
Yeah.
The sources do stress that they've tried to make getting started easier, so we'll touch on that, make it beginner friendly.
Perfect. Okay, so digging in, the first thing that really stands out from the sources is this constant theme of control.
Yeah.
They keep saying full control over your data, host it on your own domain. It's repeated a lot.
It's the fundamental difference, isn't it? When you use a public service, they own the link structure. They often hoover up tons of data about who clicks what, when, where, and you know, you depend on them staying in business on their rules. With your ILS, you own it all. The links, the click data, your brand identity is right there in the URL.
That makes sense. That ownership piece seems huge. But what else comes with that control? The sources mention some features beyond just, you know, making a long URL short.
Oh, yeah. They talk about awesome stats. And this isn't just like a basic click count.
Oh, really? Like what sort of stats are we talking about?
Well, the docs in the site mention things like historical click reports, referrers tracking, and even visitors' geolocation.
Wow. Okay, so hold on. Not just how many clicks, but you can see trends over time and refers. So like how people found the link, whether they came from Twitter or an email campaign or maybe another website.
Exactly that. And the geolocation gives you an idea of where in the world the clicks are coming from. For anyone doing marketing or sharing content online or just tracking projects, that level of detail, knowing the context around the click, is super valuable.
Yeah, you usually only get glimpses of that with free services, or you have to pay for the good stuff.
Right. Here, it's all your data on your server for you to analyze however you want.
That's a really powerful point, the depth of data you get by owning it. Okay, what else stood out in the sources?
Extensibility. That's another big one. The sources highlight a terrific plugin architecture.
Plugins, okay.
Yeah, they say there are dozens of plugins available, creating endless possibilities so you can tweak your OLS to work exactly the way you need.
So it's not just static. You can add extra functions. Like, can you give an example? What kind of things can plugins do?
Sure. The sources mention things like maybe adding a recap TCHA for security on a public-facing shortening page.
Okay, yeah.
Or integrating with other tools and services you use.
Mm-hmm.
Or even changing how the short keywords themselves are generated.
Mm-hmm.
You could imagine a plugin maybe sending click data straight to your main analytics platform or creating special types of short links.
I see. So it goes from being just a shortener to being like a flexible little platform you can build on.
Precisely. That's a huge draw for developers or businesses that have very specific workflow needs.
Makes sense. It becomes part of your infrastructure, not just a tool you use.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned making it approachable for beginners. Running server software can sound intimidating. What do the sources say about actually, you know, setting it up?
They're quite clear on that. They point directly to the documentation. It's at docs.urls.org.
Right.
And they describe it as covering everything from beginners to experts. That suggests they've really thought about the onboarding process.
Okay.
Trying to provide a clear path for people who maybe haven't self-hosted much before, but want those benefits, owning their links, owning the data.
Mm-hmm. So that fits with our goal here, making it understandable for folks maybe new to this. Good documentation is absolutely critical for that.
It really is. And another thing that helps with accessibility and reinforces the control aspect is that it's free and open source software.
Ah, right, open source.
Yeah, under the MIT license.
Yeah.
Which is very permissive. One source even says, quite bluntly, it's free software. Do whatever the hell you want with it.
Okay, I like that directness. It really emphasizes the freedom, doesn't it?
It does.
Use it free, look at the code, change it if you want, share it. No strings attached, basically, beyond the license itself.
Exactly. And the sources also hint at a decent community around it. Blogs, forums, places to find plugins and help.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do get stuck or you want to explore more advanced stuff with plugins, there's likely support out there.
Okay, so let's bring this back to you, the listener. Why should you care about your Urelis?
Well, if you're maybe uncomfortable with third-party services controlling your links, your brand, the data.
Right. If that loss of control bothers you.
Or if you really need those detailed stats, the referrers, the location data, not just raw click counts.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe you need something super specific, something customizable that a standard service just doesn't offer.
Then running your own Urelis instance on your own server with your own domain. That could actually be a really good solution, especially knowing there's documentation aimed at beginners.
It's really about that shift, isn't it?
Yeah.
From sort of renting a feature to owning a piece of your own online setup, tailored for you.
Absolutely. Okay, let's wrap up this deep dive into Urelis then.
So we've seen it's free, it's open source software, PHP is scripts.
Right. Lets you run your very own URL shortener, key point, on your server.
Giving you complete control. The main idea is ownership. Your links, your domain, your click data.
And the things that make it powerful are those detailed statistics we talked about.
Mm-hmm. The referrers, history, geolocation.
The flexibility you get from that plugin system.
Yeah, customizing it.
And just the basic freedom that comes with open source software. Plus, documentation designed to help even if you're starting out.
It basically takes something simple, like shortening a link, and turns it into a strategic, data-rich asset that you control completely.
So maybe here's a final thought to leave you with. We live in a time where so much of what we do online goes through these huge platforms.
Really good fun.
So how important is it becoming for you to actually control the basic building blocks of your own online presence, even down to something as fundamental as the links you share?
Yeah, that's a good question to ponder. Where do you draw the line on what you control yourself?
Indeed. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive on your Ossil. Hope it gave you a clear picture of what it is and why you might consider it.
And just a reminder, this deep dive was made possible with support from SafeServer.
That's right. If you need help with hosting software or navigating your digital transformation, check them out. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Until next time.